Ah.
Show the people.
Just listen to the birds, man. Speak to me, bird. A word. That's how you feel. Alright, you ain't gotta get loud though.
Yeah, not bruh.
Hey, chill, bro. I said to speak, not yelling. Not holler, not yell.
Let me know that shit, bro. It's pod day.
Pod day.
This is the Durag Discussion.
What's good, y'all?
The deal.
Do our discussions here, man.
You know what it is.
It's Tev here, man.
It's Bryce.
We back.
Yerp.
With a banger.
Yerp, yerp. Another one. And we a day early.
And we're a day early.
This might become the new normal, but.
We gonna find out.
Shit. In terms of the past, we a day early. Day early.
So you're welcome.
You're welcome. Enjoy this.
You know how we get started, bro.
Mental state for the past week. I started off for the week. I think I'm at. Well, let me run through the week first before I give a premature number. We halfway through the week, so it'll be the second back end of last week and then this week. Last week was cool. Help little sis move into her new crib. Shout out to her. You know what I'm saying? Clap it up. Then had a session Sunday. Didn't have a session Sunday because it was 4th of July. I didn't do shit on 4th of July. What about you?
You see where we sitting at?
I feel you. Then the 5th, I had a workout actually instead of Sunday in the morning. That was smooth. Had three motherfuckers there with hangovers. They pushed through. I'm proud of them boys. I'm proud of them boys. You know what I'm saying? But all in all, this week has been productive for me. I haven't felt, with all that I've done, all the running around, all that shit, I haven't felt exhausted. I ain't felt drained once. So shit, I'm blessed. Got no complaints. Just spilled water on myself though. But I would say I'm at a
8.75. 8.75.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My week is smooth, bro. Porsche is smooth. Niggas is just chilling, bro. What happened before the 4th of July?
That's what I had trouble with, too.
The 3rd of July happened?
The 1st, 2nd, and the 3rd?
shit was smooth, bro. I'll give it like an 8. Smooth 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give it an 8, bro.
Bet. We up. Above average. We had a B average.
Mm-hmm.
A high B average, matter of fact. Like
what'd you say, 8.75?
Mm-hmm.
I said 8.
Like a solid like B.
8.4.
Yeah, we like solid B right
somewhere
now.
Solid
B. Shit, the first question really, let's keep going off this mental state. Have you been managing stress? Or what, for me, the question for me would have to be like, how have you been managing what would be stress?
Because
I ain't been stressing.
Yeah.
There's definitely some shit I could be stressing about.
For sure.
For sure. There's always something. Yeah. But I feel like I've been really good at just you know, staying the course and just trusting the process, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like the way I've been managing my stress is just shit, knock one thing off the list at a time. And there's always gonna be a fucking list.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's always gonna, like, the second you knock two things off, three things get added type shit. So just not, you know, embracing the grind, mm-hmm. you know, to keep it cliche, but you know, it's been that for me.
I don't even think a nigga been stressed out. Like, not stressed, like how a nigga felt in school, stressed at least.
Right.
Like, the only stress that I allow myself to, like, give time to, probably when it comes to cash, bro.
Say that. Say that.
So, nigga just been getting money. We're trying to get money. So I don't even got to think about that shit. I'm staying busy.
Stack, save, and spread.
Yeah, stack, save, and spread. I like that. So yeah, stack, save, and spread. That's how I've
been managing. That's the title. Shit.
There you go.
I like that.
Stack, save, and spread.
Yes, sir.
That's just one part, though. There's more shit that niggas be stressed about. Like, day-to-day shit. I stress about time.
Because
I like to be on time and shit. And if it's out of my own control of me being on time, I'm pissed off. Like, if somebody else hinders me from being somewhere at the time I need it, I need to be there. So, like, if it's up to me.
Oh, I feel that. I had to deal with that this morning, mm-hmm. bro. Like, this client, I've been not chasing, but, like, trying to get him in, right? Mm-hmm. At this point, it's been, like, months. Like, I can't do it today, or, you know, they can't do it that day, whatever.
Yeah.
But then they try to make these demands on what they want and this and that. It's like, all right, well, if you don't show
first,
up, if you ain't on time,
yeah.
like, you can't make demands yeah. on my time. If I cut the time out for you, and then I feel as though, so this morning she was late.
Mm-hmm.
And we already missed a session Monday.
Yeah.
Because it was 4th of July, whatever reason, right?
Yeah.
But Monday wasn't able to come in, right? So I'm like, all right, that's fine, whatever. Wednesday, it's 9 o'clock, period. Now, given she shows up at 9:12, she coming from L.A.
That's 12 minutes traffic, late, though.
Wake up early.
Exactly.
We're grown.
Yeah.
And if you really want to be here, you're going to make the time.
Exactly. If you want to be here at 9, you'll be here at 9.
Above all else, you're not considering my time.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to get paid for this hour.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to put that time aside.
At least you could do is respect it and be there when you say.
Exactly. Exactly. That's probably one thing I do get stressed about too. I feel that. Like, don't waste my time.
Yeah.
I don't waste my time. I can waste my time, matter of fact. But you can't waste my time.
Yeah.
I can't give that power to nobody else. So I hear
Sorry.
You.
Sorry.
Yeah, I hear you. Straight out.
Shit. Day to day, what else do I be stressed about? Just not getting enough done. Straight up. Feeling like I don't get enough done.
Yeah.
Knowing, like, oh, shit. Thank you. Checking. Motherfuckers know. Like, we have an agenda for a day. Right?
Right.
Got 5 things on that thing. Before noon, 2 get checked off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Niggas feel good. Like, oh shit, okay. Got some shit done. Got 3 more. And then they could do like 1 more.
You working all 30. And then you like, damn, this shit took a little longer than expected.
Yeah. I'm hungry now. Let me go eat. Now I feel tired. Shit.
Now I done lost 2 hours on a task.
Now I'm off my schedule.
Yeah.
Falling off a schedule definitely gets to my brain.
I hear that. I hear that for sure.
Maybe niggas shouldn't have schedules. Actually, shut the fuck up. Niggas should have schedules.
Absolutely. But I feel like my whole thing is I don't get stressed in situations like that because I be trying to think of the bigger picture and I'm like, shit, I'm the type of nigga that I really don't give a fuck. So if I'm like, I'm gonna be late anyway, nigga, don't matter how late I am at this point. I'm going to show up at least with a full stomach.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to pull up late, catch the backlash, and be hungry.
And be hungry. Because then I'm going to be mad because I'm hungry and your niggas talking to me right. Crazy. At least I could take it because I'm not hungry. Yeah, I'll talk back. Exactly,
because I got a full stomach and I'm just like, you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's me. Like, I'm like, if I'm running late to something, I'm gonna try my best to get there on time. But if I know there's no like point of return where it's like, all right, I'm gonna be late.
And there's no point in return.
I'm gonna just let you know, like, yo, I'm gonna be a little late. Y'all can get started out with whatever y'all gotta do, but shit, I'm gonna hit the ground running when I get there. Don't trip on me. Yeah. Don't worry about me being behind. I'm gonna get it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, time is a big thing. Time is probably the most stressful thing. For real. Because that could really tie into everything. That could tie into money. That could tie into health. That could tie into so much shit, bro. Like, yeah. So. But. I was going to ask you to ask this question. But I'm going to ask it. And I want you to go ahead and take it off. All right. What's the real meaning of a hopeless romantic?
By definition, not Tevin Sailor. One, because I kind of don't know if you know what the fuck that shit means, but I'm guessing somebody that just wants shit to be romantic all the time. Like, niggas, like, dream of, well, I guess, like, niggas have dreams and hopes of some the way some shit should,
right.
Like, go.
Right.
If I get this lady, I'm going to take her out and buy her some roses.
Right, we gonna be down. Yeah. We gonna stay there for this long. We gonna all that, yeah. Making plans and shit.
All my friend is about a hopeless romantic.
Yeah, I mean that was the next question.
I'm sorry.
You not?
At least not to my definition of it.
What's your mentality then? In terms of romanticism. I nigga tell funny, y'all. So here, I'll put it in mine. I'll answer it and then you bounce off.
I'm trying not to say the wrong shit.
I hear you. So I would say I am in the sense of like, man, when I be in, like, even when how do I put this lightly and safely? Mm-hmm. When I was, you know, out doing the damn thing, and it was just like, oh, yeah, we cool tonight, bet. Like, what's up? Da-da-da. Nigga, I was never the type, like, and this really had me in conflict now that I'm thinking about it, now that I'm spitting it out. I would be so invested in the moment. But past that moment, nigga, I don't have no thought of this. You feel me?
I ain't got no plans for nothing else.
Right. But I'm giving you the greatest time of your life right now. Like, we went out to eat. We did this. We did that. Like, I didn't put it that all that, right? Yeah. But then it's like, next day, I'm a whole different nigga to you. We was in the moment. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
I hear what you're saying. Hopeless romantic is like,
like, I'm not the nigga like, oh, keep doing come on in. All right, you trying to fuck now? All right, bet. You trying to leave now? Like, yeah, that just wasn't me. Not to say, like, I was just fucking out loving and caking, and but, like, nigga. But I will correct that and say I would get disrespected in them situations. When it was really like a, I'm just trying to get some shit off.
Mm-hmm.
Then you might not even get the courtesy that some other people might get.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? But I think the hope, like, I would call myself the hopeless romantic because I'm in that moment, I'm going to treat you right.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? It ain't for you. It ain't for me. It ain't for... That's just who the fuck I'm going to be in that moment. Maybe it is for me.
Fuck it. I guess like going into hopeless romantic is just like a... Guess a nigga that just got shit lined up. Like...
Plans in terms of...
Yeah, yeah. Like... I mean, shit. I think I'm thinking too deep into it, bro. Thinking way too hard about it. More than anything, probably just a nigga that just like to treat somebody else right all the time. I don't fucking know.
Maybe this is it. You just explained it, probably.
Somebody want to treat somebody right all the time?
Somebody that knows they're getting something out of it, right? Or knows they're going to have a good time, or they're going to make the best of the moment for them.
Yeah.
Or they already know it's going to be a good moment for them regardless. But their whole goal then is to make the other person feel that way as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's a good way to explain it.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable with that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like, I'm not, like, I ain't never been one to take a girl on a date and then be like,
so it's
well, niggas fuck and, you then. Do your own shit. I don't give a fuck. Stay here then. I don't give a fuck. Like, nah, I think I just like to have people comfortable around me. I don't like nobody to feel skittish or nothing. Yeah. Like,
it's niggas that are, I guess, all these romantics that are like get tellies and shit, decorate that shit up, balloons, flowers, and shit.
Oh, yeah. See, I ain't going that far. Now that, yeah, that okay, I feel you where you had your, okay,
yeah. That's my hesitation, like, I don't do that shit.
I don't either.
Not knocking y'all niggas, do your thing, but don't come looking for Tevin to.
But we also, keep it a buck, we don't have the funds to do all that quite yet.
Very true. Well, we ain't made our funds for that.
Facts, we don't make the, we don't set.
Yeah, that's
you're right. You gotta set the money aside.
Yeah, this money is not
for you. Always can find money for shit that you wanna
maybe
do.
Maybe we want. Just ain't found nobody we care about like that much to do that shit for.
I for sure have. But
why you ain't do it?
For that person's reasons. Cause not everybody accepts that type of shit.
Very true. That is also another flip on it. Hopeless romantic is, I guess, like fulfilling the needs of your partner, of what they feel is romance. Let me do my best time and time again.
But if you break it down, hopeless romantic. So no matter what the other motherfucker's feeling, I can't help it. I'm always going to be this. Like, I'm always going to be over the top in your eyes. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, honestly, I might even backtrack and say I'm not. I probably started off as one. But at this point today, when we get to this mark in the race, yeah, I don't know.
It's not it, huh?
Yeah, it's not it. It's not it. I'm going to be respectful. I'm going to always, you know, keep it real, but I don't know if I could say all the way as far as
shit ain't always gotta be romantic, my nigga. There's time for it.
Right.
Definitely. And make sure you put that time in when you need to.
Mm-hmm.
But shit ain't always gotta be romantic, right? You always don't have to have a Cinderella story ending type shit.
Right. Honestly, in my eyes or in my opinion perspective, I feel like the best unions I've seen, the best relationships, whatever, have been the ones where really the motherfuckers just look like best friends. Like, I see my parents as best friends before I see them as, like,
lovers.
You know? Like, I didn't really see them, like, all lovey-dovey, kissy, like, cuddling on the couch all the time. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So...
Oh, yeah, it's some important shit. Some big, big news.
Very, very important.
Yeah.
Very close to the heart.
Yes. motherfucking college athletes can get paid now.
Yeah. Well, not all college athletes. Fuck the NAIA. We talking about NCAA.
Yeah.
The NIL, they passed the bill or law, whatever you want to call it. So now college athletes can get like endorsements and shit, just like professional athletes can. So what do you think that's going to do, like, for college sports?
Athletes?
Yeah.
Sports.
Yeah. Or just college, period.
This shit was already a business. But now the motherfuckers actually putting in the work are going to get the money. But I do feel like this could be a problem. Because I know the niggas I came up with, the niggas that I, you know, came up before me, all that, even the little niggas now, is probably even a little worse than we were. Like, niggas were getting checks and buying chains and fucking it off, you know? So, and then there's the thing of like, well, shit, now are y'all doing this to, because you love the game and because you want to be better and you want to be great? Or are you doing this because you're going to keep getting a check while you're in college, mm-hmm. like no one else can? Mm-hmm. And then even think about like, in college, we had a little scandal when I was where I was at, where they were giving cheaper rent to the college, like to the college athletes, in the apartment complex we were in. So a whole bunch of niggas had to sit out the first game, and we had a D1 opponent that week. So we only had half of our team.
Yeah,
actually. It was really about 70% of the team, 70% of the starters. And they just came to a deal like, all right, well, we're going to have to forfeit both games if that's the case. So give us half of these players this game, and then we'll switch over to the other half on the other game. Wow. So they both got to sit out a game.
Wow.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
So
shit, you're dead.
We took it, and we actually put up a nice little fight in the first half against that team. But imagine we have all of our starters. It's a game.
It's a game.
And that changes that changes the school, bro. Yeah. Like you beat or even come close to beating a D1 opponent and you play Division II,
yeah.
Eyes are on you now.
Who was on that team?
Right.
Against these D1 niggas. Hold on.
Exactly. So like, oh, they got some dogs. Okay, where's that at? I like their uniforms. What the fuck going on? Like all that type shit.
That D1 shit means nothing.
Exactly.
Right now means nothing. It means the right person was looking at you at the right time.
Right.
Straight up.
So, like, even in that situation, now they could start getting cheaper rent. Like, they could start getting paid for the posters that they put up on the campus. Everything. Like, so much shit.
It's going to be more than school being paid and you getting this little check.
Now, turn it this way. Imagine worrying about endorsements, trying to get your money, having an agent, all that shit, right? On top of still being a student for the first time in your life away from home, fucking playing football against niggas where you just came from being the best nigga in the area.
Yeah. Maybe the state.
Yeah. Right. Now you might even just
you're fighting
be like,
for your motherfucking life right
you
now.
You tie for fifth now.
Yeah,
like
you fighting
for fifth. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. And really, I mean,
but look at this, bro. A nigga's getting paid, so he don't give a fuck. Do you think it makes them wanna do more in the terms of three things? In terms of like knowing what to do with their money. Will it help them or hurt them?
Mm-hmm.
Will it make them want to go to school longer? Or, oh, yes, go to school longer, I feel, because they want to get more money.
Retention rate will definitely be higher. Well, they won't get more money if they stay, because if they leave, they go to the NFL, you make millions.
Exactly.
Yeah. Awesome.
Wait, the third thing, I'm sorry. Their families.
They don't know where you come from.
niggas are gonna be 18 with like NBA players. NBA got it. That was like football.
Niggas gonna be bringing Compton to fucking Wyoming and shit.
I'm telling you,
it's gonna be crazy. The whole hood.
Think about this too. On the school side of it, the school is gonna be more mindful. NCAA is gonna be more mindful of what they put out now. Because if they put somebody's jersey out, they don't put last names on it. They put the number, but everybody knows who that number is. So now you got to be more mindful because that's that player.
Yes.
But they never put out.
And they get paid for the jerseys and shit now. You know how many number one UCLA jerseys are out there?
What?
Darnay could be pocketing all that. I got a number one UCLA jersey. Exactly. Yeah.
Whoo! So put yourself in a D1 athlete shoes as getting 2 M's. Because somebody's son is getting 2 M's.
Niggas just been, nigga, I
from
heard,
a water company.
Listen to me. I heard niggas is just dropping their Cash App. In their bios, nigga. And niggas are just dropping them with bread. Here. Take this $5,000. Take this $2,000. Here go 10 G's. What? What, nigga? What? Niggas are so ready to pay college athletes because they know.
We need to make a fake college athlete profile.
On me.
Get it verified.
I'm gonna copy and paste the blue check on my shit. For real,
just drop
crazy?
A Cash App in there. Get a new number.
That's crazy, bro.
Damn, I just gave you niggas licks. We might have to take this part out.
On me.
This is funny.
No, I think the shit might get fucked up, though, because, like, niggas might start moving, but then they might have these little itty-bitty regulations and this and that. That well, nobody sure. is read on.
So for sure, isn't it?
So do you think they're gonna? Well, fucking.
So college.
Well, their grades have to be fine.
What about high school?
No, that ain't happening.
That's not happening.
They live under the roof of their parents.
Yeah, that's not happening.
They finance services taken care of. Taken.
That's a fact. Yeah, they're dependents. I feel that.
Shit, nigga. Nigga, half the college students is dependent until they're 26.
Facts. Ooh, it's gonna be a cold game.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a cold summer.
Think about this. The NCAA is one of the biggest corporations in the fucking world.
Yeah. Oh, that's what else I was gonna say. So
they got to give up a lot of money too. Yeah, you think them niggas ain't bad?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You crazy? They're livid.
That's exactly what I was about to say. I said. As you were saying, it's been a business, but now the athletes are just profiting from it.
Right.
I'm saying. Hey bro, they ain't slaves no more.
But really, no money is still coming out of the NCAA's pocket.
At all.
So now it makes you think, like, what were they trying to stop it for? They were trying to keep it amateur.
No, they're but trying
it's
to
like,
have all the control.
Yeah.
You are under me. You have to go through me.
They trying to move like they the fucking FBI.
Exactly.
You ain't the DEA, nigga.
They damn close.
Bro. Think about how much power they have, bro.
They have a lot of power. I felt like a slave being a college athlete, bro. I felt like a fucking slave.
Niggas.
Yeah.
Some niggas really, like, a lot of niggas hate playing college ball. Like, hate it straight out.
They play college ball to get an education and get out the house.
Man, I probably wouldn't have got paid shit though, because I really didn't give a fuck. I was not out and about.
So you
like,
think it would have made you give more of a fuck knowing you could get an endorsement?
Hell yeah!
Exactly.
What?
Mm.
Like, just because your school is sponsored by Under Armour don't mean you gotta wear Under Armour. Mm. You can get a Nike endorsement.
You think Nike? Fuck yeah, Nike's handing out deals.
What? Track stars?
Exactly.
Yeah. Nike trying to catch them, nigga, freshmen.
But can they have an agent, though? Because that's one NCAA rule that probably
they can have. Now, can I think. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
What the fuck is the point of going pro?
Exactly. Niggas are going to be, they can collect in 4 years. Actually, I want to get my master's.
Yeah. I'm
okay. Yeah. If they smart, yeah, that's the way to do it.
Exactly.
And you going to school for free?
getting your check.
You got one season in the off season, you chilling. Party, be a kid.
Or you'll be an adult. Whatever one
you want. Right, whatever you want to do, dog. Go make it happen, dog, because you got the time.
Think about this. Kid's gonna it's be crazy. D1 athletes gonna be driving around like, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, me.
Because, you know.
Niggas like, fresh out of Louisiana.
Don't got no type of money management.
No driver's license?
Straight up. He's going to get us to.
Nigga, this battle. Week.
Bro, niggas gonna be like,
and hey,
let's go half on this road.
Man, bro, that's crazy.
We gonna go all the same places.
What?
Then they go.
Could you imagine being breaded up with all your niggas from high school, wherever?
They gonna put some limits on this shit.
Yeah, this is not okay.
DC was not okay. DC was happening.
Nigga, think about UNLV, bro.
Are you gonna care about class?
No, you have to. You ain't getting paid.
Exactly. That's exactly what's in my brain. You have
contract. That's the contract. That's
you
have
to.
You're right.
Student athlete.
That's a fact.
The reason I ask these questions, pull out what I'm hearing. Yeah. Thank you, Travis.
That's real life.
Hell yeah, I'm gonna care about class.
Got to.
Because guess what? Every athlete gonna finish college now.
Man, I would have had
that. I'm giving my professor 100 bands. Here you go. Give me an A. I'm going to your salary. What?
You trying to get your salary up 20%, my dog?
How much I got you. I got this new deal for 2 M's, and I got another one coming in next week for 3.
So what you trying to do?
Would you like 100?
You're getting kicked out of school. That's bribery.
Nigga, I got money.
Nigga, Tev is a monster.
See how that can roll out, though?
Yeah, for real. That's going to happen. It's going to be some corruption for show. For what? Shiggity for big show.
Corruption.
And yeah. Teachers ain't getting paid shit. So imagine the teacher. Imagine the teacher looking at all these niggas in here in class like,
my gosh,
bro, these niggas got nigga, 5 chains, rollies. Niggas is tatted up. Rims. They got... Nigga Montclair.
I got more money than you.
Exactly. Nigga came in here with a Montclair coat. Fucking Burberry. Like, what the fuck?
Put his Lambo keys on his desk.
Motherfucker got the Gucci slides on the desk. What? I'm like, nigga, give me some of that. Nah, you just get out. Don't even come back. You make me mad just being here.
Give me one. So just give me. And you free and you're like, hey.
Don't even come minus. In here. Yeah, don't even come in here. Teachers don't give a fuck, bro. As much as we think.
Think about
teachers
this,
don't give a
think
fuck.
About this, think about this, bro. The athletes' girlfriends.
They're going to be iced out.
Man, I'll be like, get your own bag.
Think about these black niggas in the South. These very, very, very.
These
very,
Southern Belles.
YT women. Yeah.
Flannels and all.
And their daddies. DeMarcus just got.
Ooh, setups. DeMarcus. There's going to be so many setups.
That new deal.
Now, all that hopeless romantic shit. Them niggas is out of there quick. Easy. It's easy. They going to shake that ass one time. It's over with. Your niggas like, whoa, in whoa, love. Your niggas again? In love.
They be like, do that again. One more time.
Here, you can take 70% of my check.
Yours.
Go to the mall. Right. She don't need all that.
She don't need
to. None, nigga. Exactly. She's going to school to be a doctor.
Let her. Oh, me.
Let her have her experience.
Oof.
Girl, you didn't get at the top. I earn this money.
I'll see you when we get there.
Sheesh.
If you didn't come with me from high school, I don't want you.
This going to get crazy.
Bro, I'm saying. Niggas on fucking, well, they already be iced out and chipped up on draft day on TV.
But that's a fact.
Yeah. But they also have agents going into draft day.
Yeah.
Which means they're getting paid already.
But think right. About niggas, really, their drafts are going to be different now. Like, some niggas be in little houses with ice. They're going to be in backyards and man caves and shit, underground.
Man, bro.
Oh, my.
Dorm? What dorm?
Well, we can buy a
coach.
Nigga, I make what? Coach, I make 200 grand a week.
Coach, we are neighbors. What are you talking about?
I just bought the house next to yours.
Wake me up when you get to the facility.
Wake me up before you leave.
Car ride with you, coach?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, fuck it. I got this Bentley. Yeah. You trying to ride with me?
So my chauffeur can take us to practice.
Hey, that's exactly what I
was Oof. Doing. Yeah, that's going to fuck with a lot of authority shit, too. Bro.
Niggas don't give a fuck.
Niggas gonna be making more than they head coaches. The head coaches make like nigga meals.
Yes. Somebody's son is going into college and just signed a $2 million deal, bro. I don't remember who fucking son into.
This nigga might redshirt probably fucking know.
Oh, me. He might not do shit. He might be.
He had plans to do a good bust. Though. He had plans to do something good.
That's good, but I hope he could play.
Yeah. He better be able to play. He's giving him way too milly.
Niggas is really betting on young men and women, bro.
Betting it, bro. Gambling about to go up more.
Oh, hell yeah.
Also, we thought it was good already. This shit about to be.
NCAA, the game about to go out back again.
What?
Yes. Exactly. That's
hey, guess what? My brain. Niggas get paid.
Right.
For the video game.
With your name, you jersey, all that.
You put me in there, you better break me off.
You know how many colleges there are?
It's going to be a limited. That first game, when that comes out, it's not going to be that many teams on there. It can be.
It's going to be just the big conferences, buddy.
Yeah. And if that, probably, because it's just like, well, they're going to have the full conferences, yeah. But yeah, they're that's not going.
His youngest son?
$2 million deal after NCAA rule. Bro, 19.
He was born on money, though.
Yeah, that ain't nothing to him, though.
Shit.
But that's his.
That ain't.
That's not his dad's.
That ain't saying, Pop, let me get some money. The Pop give you a rack, like, here, got my face.
Nah, I'll put it in his account.
Easily.
Master P got it.
Oh, me, he got it. Just front him the $2 million.
The day after the
Percy?
Percy.
Percy. Percy Miller? Damn.
I'm
going
to become an agent.
Reggie Bush so hot out there.
He going to get tight.
Yeah.
That nigga mad as shit.
He's going to get that shit back.
I will be too.
What do I mean? Like, niggas, you serious?
He put me through all that shit.
How you gonna take a Heisman, nigga? You can't take a Heisman.
I'm not doing steroids.
That's a gift you can't take back.
Like, bro, I done dogged these niggas earned all this time.
And y'all niggas, you know it wasn't even a race. Second wasn't even close.
I would have made a duplicate and gave it back.
Actually, second was close.
He was close.
Vince Young.
Yeah, he was close.
Yeah, you right.
But it was Reggie fucking Bush at USC.
That is a different.
I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know.
I went, hey, cool fact. Cool fact. I was at that game. I was there, and I still got the ticket. I was at the Rose Bowl game. What was that? 2007? 6? Yeah, Vince Young, Reggie Bush, Matt Leinart. Bro, what? That shit was crazy. I was so sick after that shit, though.
I already know. Niggas in there. Ow.
Walking back up the hill at the Rose Bowl, like.
Fuck Vince.
How the fuck this happened?
Fuck that nigga.
Who let this happen? That's crazy, though. Let's get to the props and ops. Prop this week.
Let's do op first.
Bet.
Cause that nigga.
We got a, what is it? 2-time reigning champ, up. Kodak Black.
Kodak Black, your ass is back, nigga.
Mhm. This nigga week, thought he was smooth.
Last week he was the op, Trav, cause he was throw, he threw 100,000 in the ocean and flushed it down the toilet.
Right.
For what?
And everybody made the face Trav just made, right? And then started talking about the nigga, right? So then what was it, like the next day, 2 days later?
2 days later.
Then the nigga started handing out ACs. Yeah, exactly. He giving out air conditioners. It's like, bro, I understand. Great gesture.
It's the project he grew
up. But
Yeah,
I feel that. But all of a sudden, I don't know. The shit sound fishy.
Well, the nigga do be in jail a lot.
Well, nigga, I'm not fooled.
So that's why we know this. He ain't no mastermind.
No.
So the nigga was like, oh, I just got to react. Go buy some air fresheners.
Air fresheners. Air conditioners, nigga. If he would have put up with air fresheners, nigga.
I got Febreze for everybody.
Everybody
taking Febreze.
Febreze, man.
But nah, fucking, it's a great cut. It was a great job. Good job, but you're not slick.
I'm not fooled, my nigga.
We are not fooled.
And we still didn't let go of that 100 bands.
Right.
That's really
do that whatever. Before. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Do the air conditioners before you go and throw 100 bands on.
Do it with
or
the
don't even
bands.
Throw the 100 bands.
Do it with the 100 bands.
Why are you throwing?
Be thoughtful.
Bands?
Be thoughtful, bro.
Do
be
it
thoughtful,
with
the
100
bro.
Bands, bro.
Like, what was the point of that?
Right. Like, what?
I'm a stocking fuzzy.
In a video give of it. Like, bands, you serious, bro?
I'm not throwing an ocean.
I got an ocean. Look something else. A bank account, nigga.
Yeah.
Invest in something, yeah. Nigga. Damn.
I'm about to go swimming now.
Share it? I don't know. I know. I was saying last time, I was like, shit, I hope that shit wipe up on the shore for somebody. Somebody find a few of them hundreds.
Somebody will.
Nigga,
blue hundreds out the ocean.
Stop it. He's gonna be toast.
You think he was that deep in the ocean?
Nigga was on a big ass boat. Hell yeah.
Yeah. That nigga, other niggas don't got access to?
Bruh, think about this. It's paper and water.
It's done. You know, we're one of the only countries whose currency doesn't survive in water.
Yeah, some goofy ass shit. It's goofy as shit.
Good luck. There's not a bunch of fucking water around you.
Most of it, like, money is lemonade.
Exactly.
That's why we be getting them dusty and them bills that be all folded and cracked and crinkled.
And crunchy and dirty. And
it's
because
we cheap. We got to make a lot of it, so we cheap.
Bro,
our money can't cost money.
Look at the rope.
I'm about to look at it right now.
Our money cannot cost money.
Wait, what? It don't. Nigga, you keep chopping the damn fucking trees down.
All right, so now for the prop this week.
You look the world debt or the country's debt?
Oh, our debt is ugly, bro. That shit will make you scared.
Bro, it's still going.
That shit will scare you.
Every second we live, it goes up more.
What is it?
28 trillion with the T.
Yeah.
493 billion. 975 million. 600. That shit is moving so fast.
Fuck credit.
How?
Fuck a credit. That's why these niggas keep trying to give us credit cards.
Fuck it. Yeah.
They trying to put us in debt, so we ain't. So we just in debt with them.
So that when they pay us, they can just pay them. Whoever the fuck them is. That's crazy. It's a lot of fucking money. That's I don't want that much money. That shit's scary.
Upwards of 400
trillion.
Oh, yeah. 28 trillion. Upwards of 400 trillion. Billion.
Yes.
Damn. Yeesh.
Damn.
Boy. That makes my debts feel a little better.
Man, fuck Kodak's 100,000.
Yeah. That makes my debts feel a little better.
That's not debt.
That's death.
Yeah.
Shit. Shit, prop for this week.
Oh, yeah. Prop.
Shikari
Richardson.
Yeah. We making her the prop because everybody else want to paint her for the eye. Yeah. She's just like Naomi Osaka. I said this earlier to Tev. She's just trying to deal with her mental health.
Yeah.
which nobody takes seriously.
Just like the rest of us.
And we were saying, just in terms of like, okay, she's grieving, but also has to practice, has to train, has to go to meets. You know what I'm saying? Has to hold it together.
Yeah.
And has to be, shit, the most... Shit, she has the most eyes on her and the biggest spotlight on her as an athlete.
Sure.
Right now, so... Because she's just a stupid athlete, bro.
She's dominant.
Yeah, she's dominant. Exactly. That's the word. She's dominant. So it's like...
You know how many dominant fucking athletes smoke weed?
Exactly.
It's not like... just like Travis, just like you said earlier, Reggie Bush didn't juice. She ain't juicing, nigga. She smoked weed. If anything, that shit makes it be like...
Slow your lungs down. Right.
And you running like that?
Exactly. So I'm just like,
her mom died, dog.
Yeah.
Right. And how she's supposed to deal and with she don't even have time to grieve.
But hold on, bro. Like, out of all things, it's just weed, nigga. Like, I'm trying to cope, bro. I tell you to go put on a fucking show for these fucking white people.
Exactly.
Exactly. That's what I'm an entertainer. That's what my job is.
Yeah. Right. Y'all put me on the camera. Even when I'm out of breath, you put the camera in my face.
You ain't offer me water?
Nothing.
Oh. What could you have done better to execute? Like, bro.
I just dutted these.
What are you talking about? Yeah. What are you talking about? Like, so that's just crazy, bro. So that's why she the prop this week.
Yeah.
She deserved that because, yeah.
We got you.
And then they gonna tell her she could be on the relay team, but then take her off of
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Like, stop playing with this girl.
And I've come to the conclusion.
But you see how strong she was in the interview, bro?
Exactly.
Stood up straight.
But this is my theory. The Olympics is the, what's the word? The colonizers' games. Basketball was recently added, correct? Basketball ain't always been in the Olympics. Mm. All right? Exactly. I was just saying, it's the colonizers' games, bro.
Literally. Hitler was ready to kill niggas. What?
Yeah. And it's like, check me out.
I'm hearing you.
Simone Biles is taking over gymnastics. And then before her was Gabby Douglas and that. But Simone is an actual woman.
What you mean?
She like, Gabby Douglas was a little girl. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Gabby Douglas was like a little ass girl.
Yeah,
like,
they were young. She was young.
Like, she was Dougie and shit. Like, come on, bro.
Like,
she was a little, like,
yeah,
poster child, right?
Yeah.
Simone is, like, actually a grown-ass woman.
She's a grown-ass
so,
woman.
She and we haven't seen that.
She's like,
and she running it
about it. Yeah, she took it. It's hers.
And she's the star of that.
They call her a goat.
Exactly. She's the goat of that.
Who do they call the squirrel? Gabby or Simone?
Simone.
Little squirrely ass. Little squirrely ass. But then you go to tennis. Is tennis in the Olympics?
Yes.
Okay. I don't be watching. I'm sorry.
We don't get to see that.
I need to know.
It don't be niggas.
It's what us. Like, we're the niggas.
What are you talking about?
There's some, like, French.
I'm talking about
tennis.
I'm talking about, like.
The point is.
Nigga, me.
The point is.
Me?
Yes.
In tennis? That's true, though. I've not seen a. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, well, we got a cousin. We got a cousin.
Oh.
Lawrence, he was professional. No. McMurray, nigga. We got a cousin that was a professional tennis player.
Oh, okay.
So, because this is the way it's supposed to be.
We have a star in every single category. So they have got to find ways to limit, restrict. Even in the swimming,
Oh my gosh.
The Caps.
They're the ops. They're ops, part two.
Right. So, look, even with the swimming, right? They banned the swimming caps that cover Afro hair.
What?
And Japan, are all people going to ban it? Like, you copy all the black culture.
Exactly.
We gave you your culture that you have.
Right.
Like, straight up.
Straight out.
And you still copy
it. Without Pharrell, without Kanye, Japan is
Travis. Fucking dreadlocks on
Nike. Shoe culture in general.
What is a bait without... What? Don't get me started. Where's the
tape at? So that's that, man. Like, there's ways to restrict.
Every possible way you can probably try to think.
The little most smallest thing. We're having
meetings about what can we do to stop these motherfuckers from dominating.
Guess what? That shit is going to stop nothing.
Because guess what?
Because that shit just make it hard on me.
You said no Afro bet. I could put cornrows in.
Straight up.
Me.
Guess what? We do this.
Yeah.
Put some bees in that motherfucker. We're
having diversity, nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, me.
I don't need a full cap.
Matter of fact.
At all. Man, fuck that shit, bro. Ooh, that just got me mad, bro.
You think it's got me hot?
Oh man,
I don't like that. I'm sorry, bro. Either.
And two people just fucking last month, nigga. Fucking ooh.
But yeah, we're sorry that you got to deal with that, Shikari. So you the prop this week?
Yeah.
You clean. Stay strong. Do what the fuck you gotta do.
Yeah. I got five.
I hope somebody can fight for you and really get you back in that shit. Because I know you don't even need to practice an extra training. Get your shit. You going to just step on and toast.
I got five on it.
I got, nigga, a band on it. What's happening? If I can find the band.
I'm talking about five on her weed.
But yeah, now we're moving on. Next question. How do you deal with judging your own issues, right? Not really judging, but like
reflecting
on your issues. And then when you speak to someone about them, right? And there's always a point where somebody reflects back and they're like, oh, well, this is what I'm going through too. Like, And it's like, there's always a point where you compare. I think everybody has a situation where they compare.
For sure.
Their issues to the other person's. You know what I'm saying?
When you asked me this earlier, I thought of it in a whole different way. But I'm happy you're talking about it like this.
I want you to still take it the way you want to take it, though.
I will.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like a sense of gratitude. Like, okay. I'm not doing too bad because what this person just told me, like, we doing okay over here. You know what I'm saying? We good. But they got different kind of problems. Like, that just happened because life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's just not happening to me. So I'll be grateful, bro, for real.
No, I hear that for sure. Shit. I feel like I do the same thing. Mm-hmm. I think we all do in that situation where it's like, okay, I'm not doing that bad. Damn. But I'm trying to shift my mental into a state of like, that may seem bad for me. That situation, if I'm in that situation, it might be terrible for me.
Yeah.
But they are probably handling that really well. Because that's what they can handle. You know what I'm saying? I really feel like shit. How you feeling about it? What was you gonna say? Where you took it?
Before I get to that, do people tell us their like their biggest problem that they got going on? or is it their smallest thing going on that they don't want to burden people with? And it still is like a very drastic thing.
Hey, run that by me again. I ain't catch that one.
So, in the moments that we empathize with people,
right?
Is that their biggest burden? Like, is that the biggest thing they're struggling with? Like, somebody's mom is in the hospital, right? That's mm-hmm. not good news.
Right.
But is that the biggest thing that they're struggling with right now?
No. Not always.
Yeah.
People are very reluctant to share the worst, deepest shit that's going on. Mm-hmm.
That shit is still drastic as fuck. Like, wow.
Because if it's really heavy enough, and I mean like universally heavy, like heavy to anyone, then it's like, ooh, all right, well, if I hit you with this news or what I'm feeling or what's going on,
mm-hmm.
you might be thinking about it all day type shit. And I can't hit you with that. I can't put that on you.
But in that same light, we're in the space of where people go to you, they just gonna give you a call. You gonna say hello, and then it's gonna run out. And you just gotta receive, like, you just gotta be there to receive it, you know what I'm saying?
Because
some people can't hold stuff like that. They're like, I need to call this person because I need to hear what the guy said.
Yeah.
And that should catch you off guard. You might be in the middle of a fucking training session. You see somebody calling like, damn, this person don't call me that often. Let me see what they need.
Yeah. And that's real. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm going to save that story for another time. But the way I was thinking when you had told me this, I was thinking, like, when we see people or hear what people go through, do we judge them more than we, like, hold ourselves accountable? That's what I thought about when you asked me this at first.
Because
I feel like that's easier to do, for sure.
Yes, yeah. It's easier. It's definitely easier to go and help with someone else's problems. Because it's a lot harder to figure out how to deal with what you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also like, oh, bet, it's something to occupy me. So I don't have to deal with my shit.
Yeah. You got to figure out how to balance all that shit. Let me make sure I'm straight so then I can really be able to help these people.
Balance the energy.
The way they need to be helped.
Without a doubt. That's good. I fuck with the way you put it, though. I like that. I like that. Shit. One of the top albums and projects in 2021 so far in terms of music.
It ain't came out yet.
They have it?
Nope.
Man.
I'm going to tell you this right now. You know how I was talking shit about Isaiah Rashad a couple weeks ago? What's the big thing?
Today is the 7th.
You got 23 days.
That's too damn long, bro. Don't even tell me about this shit.
His album is dropping.
The night before.
His album is dropping, bro. Finally.
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 It's going to be beautiful, though.
It better fucking be beautiful.
I'm waiting for his. I'm waiting for Corday. Yeah.
Bro, it's a whole lot of music that still has to come out.
Yeah, it's the summer, man.
Exactly.
LA exactly. Be hot in the summer.
Yeah. But up to date, because that's your question.
G Herbo just dropped some quality. I'm not saying he's at the top of the list by any means, but
I can't even really participate in this. I really don't be listening to people's albums that they drop in, like new music.
What in the fuck? Was that? Bro, did the whole bush fall?
What the fuck? No, that shit be slumped. Like, hold on, bro. Did the fucking... please tell me a damn squirrel didn't hop on the one and get zapped. There's some thick, twisty wires right there.
I didn't see nothing fall, though. I was looking that direction. Looking that way? It just literally, like, shifted. But, like, the whole bush.
That was freaky as fuck.
Woo! Shout out Cool John. He dropped some shit. That shit hard.
Okay.
J. Cole, duh. Come on, bro.
Oh, yeah, I listened to that.
J. Cole.
Oh, wait, I'm lying. I listened to some new shit.
What's up?
Tyler dropped. Tyler Creator.
Yeah, I haven't listened all the way through.
DJ hard. Drama produced that motherfucker. Drama is that man, of course.
That's a fact.
Drama's been that man.
Right. That's the Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne Currency way
exactly.
back.
Exactly. Yeah, that's...
So, and Tyler's production is always...
Right.
It's a always progression, bro. It's crazy. Fuck.
Trying to think who else. Raheem Devon and Apollo Brown dropped an album together, bro. It's some R&B shit. Man, I really don't know. I think J. Cole and Tyler the Creator, top of the list. Got Herb in there, honorable mention for myself. Ooh, Nascent dropped a album.
I don't even know who that is, bro.
Instrumentals, little quick little spits, verses.
That Jasmine Sullivan and Her came out 2021.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Oh, you showed me that before.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fire.
Does the
Oh shit. Alchemist, if you in the beats, the Alchemist.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Alchemist. Shit. Lifestyle tip, advice, shout out to anyone. Positive affirmation, challenge for the viewers, anything. We got an hour and 11 minutes.
Shout out to anybody that's taking time out to take care of their mental health.
Yes, sir. Well, hell yeah.
And I challenge you, if you not, do something to do it. Something that's going to make you happy.
Stand up for you. Be there for you.
Small stuff.
Mine will have to be stay the course. Trust the process. Life is hard, shit gets hard, but only make you stronger, make you smarter, make you wiser. Take the lessons on the chin and get stronger off that shit.
Yep.
I challenge everybody to do that in whatever way you got to do it. Take it how you take it. Mental state for the past 24.
Say like an 8.5.
Okay. Bounced up. I'm at a nine. Come get him, birdie.
Blam.
Bro, how you see? Look, I was thinking about this also. We gotta talk about this, bro. You don't like birds, right?
I do like birds. I just don't like that kind of bird.
Bro, you don't like three types of birds out here.
Well, pigeons.
Pigeons, that one, and the little other little quick one that be pulling up.
Like Brown J, we cool.
Nah, that motherfucker be swooping down on y'all.
Because they got kids in there.
Y'all niggas had me holding a broom, bro.
That's my pops is trying to get it. Don't say y'all. That ain't on me, bro. That was not my idea. I'm like, bro, leave it alone.
Oh, we. But, I mean, how you gonna be like that with the birds and you gonna pick a bird? I guess this ain't an argument no more because you clarified, but how you gonna pick a bird if that's gonna be your animal? From the 14 Preguntas episode.
Yeah.
Explain yourself.
Just not those two. We got beef. I got beef with the birds.
I didn't even just them doves, though, right?
Fam, man. Anybody that come over here, they got beef with, bro. I don't know what's up with them.
Oh, shit.
Only with us over here, though. And pigeons, they just dirty and nasty.
That's a fact.
They be all over L.A.
Yeah.
And them things are so annoying.
Flying rats.
Bro, exactly. That's exactly
what At least they talking. Don't make noise.
They don't have to. They beg.
Don't go to the beach. For real.
Don't go to Santa Monica.
You will. On the pier, they running shit.
Yeah, don't. You better eat before you get
there. They got flocks.
And they really be about it. Mm. They'll walk right up to your foot, hop on your lap.
Straight out.
And ask you, can I have some pizza?
You don't finish that?
You done yet?
You can just leave it here. I got it from here, my guy. Shit.
That's another tip. If you come to L.A.,
don't be feeding them birds.
Yeah, don't feed them birds. Please.
Niggas is thugs.
Yeah.
You heard about the gangs and bird gangs right here.
For real. For real. Yeah.
Hey, appreciate y'all. Love y'all for continuing to listen. Share. Subscribe. Give us 5 stars wherever you listen.
Yeah, do what you gotta do.
Do what you gotta do. But we out.
Yeah, we out.
Another week of Do That Discussions.
This is Do That Discussions.
What's going on?